The U.S. Senate this week has been debating how the military should handle sexual assault reports from service members. Both Alaska senators have signed on to an amendment that would let military prosecutors, rather than a suspect's commander, determine which cases to pursue. Senator Lisa Murkowski yesterday spoke on the Senate floor about some of the incidents that motivate her. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Murkowski has been speaking out for weeks on the need to change military culture, which she says is inclined to sweep serious charges under the rug rather than protect victims. When she was in Anchorage Town Square for an Olympic send-off this month, Murkowski says a woman ran out from a nearby building in the cold with no coat to urge her to keep pressing for change.
She wanted to make sure that I knew that she too had been a victim, but that she had not had the strength to report.
Murkowski says the woman told her the crime caused her to abandon her own military career while the perpetrator stayed.
And as he stayed on, he continued to be promoted. And her plea to me was, please don't let that continue.
And Murkowski says she learned last spring that a young woman she had nominated to one of the military academies, a woman whose success she'd been following, had been sexually assaulted at the academy. Murkowski says the woman did graduate and become an officer.
But now the burden of dealing with the fact that she was not protected from the crime has caused her to resign her commission. So she put 4 years of very hard work, really very hard work, toward a military career, and that's in the garbage.
The Senate adjourned for Thanksgiving break today without voting on the military sexual assault measure or the defense bill. Opponents of the measure say removing the chain of command from the decision-making would weaken commanders and leave them less able to impose discipline. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.